9:11.
It's a very popular scripture. For I know the thoughts that I think towards
you, saith
the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. Only the pastors are saying amen. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Another translation says to give you a future and a hope. Whatever will rob you of the future that God has planned for you. In this service, God will cut it off. In the name of Jesus. I want to speak briefly to us on what I have titled Appointed Destinations. Appointed destinations. Appointed destinations. I wanted to make sure she was saying the right thing, and she said two, and then the third one she changed it. Alright, but I hope you got that.
Yes.
You know, I was pushing the check, and this brother was interpreting. He was following me so much, and at the end of the day, some of the people met me and said, you wasn't saying what you were saying. Alright, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In 2015, there are blessings you must possess. And in the name of the Lord Jesus, you must possess. If your amen is loud, it will be your father. The first blessing has been ordained for you. Not just for this year, but as a matter of fact, it is the greatest need of man. Last year during the battle of prayer, when I was there, I led prayers on some of these points. The first is freedom. Freedom is the greatest need of man. It is the greatest need of man. When God made man, he made him free. When man fell, he went into bondage. When we talk of freedom, it is not limited to freedom from demonic oppression. Neither of us is it limited to freedom from physical imprisonment. As a matter of fact, when I talk of freedom, I speak of freedom as it has to do with emancipation from the enemies within you. When Israel left Egypt, and it was the Lord himself that led them, the Amalekites came against them but could not prevail. There were enemy nations that rose against them but did not
prevail.
And yet many of them died in the wilderness. Their death in the wilderness was not occasioned by the fact that their enemies had superior firepower. Most of them died on account of the enemy within them. Achan, for example, he escaped the wilderness. He got to Jericho. But he didn't go past Jericho. It was not because of the enemy, the physical enemy killed him.
It wasn't even the devil that killed
him. It was the enemy that was within him.
It was the
enemy that was within him. And as we began the battle, has been stealing.
What is stealing?
You know, there are people who steal.
I don't know what
they even steal what they don't need.
Wow, steal what they don't need.
Are you listening to me?
Yes.
They steal what they don't need. It is bondage. And that enemy will come up at a time when you do not expect it. It will come up to embarrass you. Everyone carries this enemy. And today, for you to be free, you must locate that enemy that troubles you at the point of your
destiny.
I know a particular brother who has, every time he came to church, he received the blessing.
Pẹ̀lú ìwà mímọ́.
At the least to the end.
Àwọn ẹgbẹ́ yìí ni wọ́n máa lò ó sí fídíò mi.
You can't rise letting this enemy be.
Oh, hey, that's okay. You are not, you can't take that you there.
Many people are in prison today because of this enemy.
Oh, for that, for no one, everyone, this is the real daddy.
Because of the enemy.
This is the
real, sir. Many have lost their homes because of the enemy.
I want you not to study everyone. This is the real daddy. I can't study parents.
But in 2015, you will be free.
Yeah.
Do you know how many men have lost prosperity because of drunkenness?
Yeah, no, for right here, just be sure.
It is the enemy within.
This is the real
thing. You know how many young men who have sold their destiny because of drunk? The ministry of great pastors have been destroyed. Number two blessing you must pray for. You are going to their destination. Number two blessing you must pray for. Health and well-being. In 2015, if you must fulfill destiny, you must be healthy. Sickness.
I know.
After war.
Then you open.
The next greatest killer of men. It kills men and man. You see, the moment a man is sick, every other thing about that man is suspended. All he wants is to get well. So Satan understands the importance of health.
Yes, no, no.
So in this last day, the enemy has sent out terrible sicknesses and diseases against humanity. Unfortunately, even church members are not spared. Church members are not spared. I do not know if it gives you concern because it does. How many people in our churches die as a result of sickness? You can't be said to have fulfilled destiny if you are sick. God will cause you to enjoy health. I have lost loved ones.
What is that? What do you say?
Yes. Last year, a pastor in one of our churches. He was just 39. I was told he had a growth by the neck going down. I didn't notice it. But they said they had it. And so he went for his surgery. And he died in the process. Leaving a wife and a daughter. He had a great destiny ahead of him. But the enemy cut him short. And let me tell you something, people. It is only God that can give you help.
Are you listening to me?
It is true that there are rules you may need to obey. I'm going to stop at this point.
I'm going to
stop at this point.
I want to pray.
for everyone who has an issue.
I beg God, I put on my what do you want here for?
And the hand of God will come into your life and take it away from you. Be comfort. Some people are hungry, they can't eat.
I want my big power of a leg, girl.
Have you seen sick people?
Yeah, I see, I want to shine some.
Because that's why when we say thank God, you may not know why we say thank
God. You are running a human over that when a man is here.
You are angry that you are not married.
And we do pay for this, doctor.
The man of God prays for me, he said,
Ọkú ní ọdún tó kọjá.
She died in the mass.
Uncle ní ìlú Dubai.
When the mother called me.
Bí ìgbà tí màmá ọmọ yìí tó pè wọ́n. Wọ́n ní bàbá. Ọlọ́run ti dáhùn àdúrà rẹ. Ní ọ̀nà mìíràn. Arábìnrin Glory ó ti kú. Ní àkókò yìí wọ́n dàbí pé ayé wọn ó wá sí òfin. Ní ìgbà tí wọ́n mọ ohun tí ó ṣẹlẹ̀ sí gan, wọ́n ní ikú gan.
But then the part where they gave an injection began to swell. I don't know what you could call it. It began to swell. So they went into the theater to open it up and then they didn't do it. They made it just to be Yeah,
I want you to have that. I got what you got there.
2015. And the business was not coming January 2015.
Oh, why
did you all know? The money
that got in here. Oh, it's a problem.
When that thing has shown up,
Thank you. Jesus! Jesus, my name is the prayer. Do not catch the candle that Jesus does.